Reb Chaim quickly made his way through the streets on foot. It was now very late and he was worried that he would miss his rendezvous with his seven young Talmidim. He arrived at the nondescript house and once again pounded on the door. This time, after only a few seconds, he heard someone shout,
"Go away and don't come back again!"
"All right, if you don't want me here, I won't stay here."
The door flew open and Felix welcomed Reb Chaim into the house. Once again, they made their way down to the sub-basement, and once again, Reb Chaim started learning with his seven young protégés. They sat and learned with an intensity and a fervor that Reb Chaim had never experienced in his entire frum life.
"Hey, Rabbi, I don't understand this Gemara's question."
"I'll explain the Gemara's question. It's so geschmack, it's sweeter than honey. Yada-hi-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-"
After more than 4 hours, Reb Chaim finally left. On his way back to the hotel, he once again davened fervently for Hashem to help him get back safely without trouble from the KGB. He made a stop at a liquor store to pick up another gift for his friendly KGB agent back at the hotel. When he arrived back at the hotel, of course, the KGB agent was waiting for him, arms folded across his chest with an angry glare.
"Okay, Amerikanskaya. This time, no games. Where were you?"
"Oh, how are you, my good friend? You know, you remember last night I got you a little, you know, a little treat? You should see what I have for you this time."
The KGB agent did not look amused.
"Amerikanskaya, you come with me right now."
He grabbed Reb Chaim by the shoulder and marched him down the hallway to a conference room. He pushed Reb Chaim ahead of him into the room and slammed the door.
"Amerikanskaya, you listen to me. I know what you're doing here."
"You do? How do you know?"
"Because I am Jew. And I want to join the learning too."
"Ah, that explains it. You're a... what? You mean to tell me you knew what I was doing all along?"
"Of course I knew. What do you think? KGB is so foolish. You think you give me a little bit of vodka and we let you go? Not so simple, my friend. But I heard from my friends in underground community of Jews about this learning that is going on. I think so tomorrow night, the room will be getting a little bit crowded."
"Wow. This is truly hard to believe."
"Okay, now, you, go back to your room, get some sleep, and as I walk you out, I will pretend to scream. Don't get scared."
They opened the door to the hallway. As Reb Chaim stepped out of the room, the KGB agent screamed loudly.
"You are going to be spending years in Siberia, Amerikanskaya. I don't trust you no more."
Reb Chaim pretended to be very, very frightened. He walked quickly to the staircase and jogged up to his room as quickly as he could. He slammed the door behind him and sat on the bed. But on his face was the biggest smile he had ever smiled.
"Oh, Hashem, this is just really, I have no words."
A feeling of tremendous joy washed over his heart at the realization that there were so many Yidden even under the iron fist of the communist Russians who wanted to connect with Hashem and wanted to learn his Torah.